The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Region championships have been hard to come by for the Lady Dogs in recent years. After a stretch of winning 5 titles in 8 years from 1997 through 2004, an 18-year drought has ensued that has seen 4 different head coaches and a host of talented Clay County ballers attempt in vain to win the region crown and host the state sectional. This year's edition of the Black, Purple, and Gold seemed to have a date with destiny, though. Head coach Matt Walker and his 24-4 ladies have already been anointed the district champions for the first time in their generation, and they're ready to check another item off their list of goals. To get that job done, they're going to have to battle through Lacey Coulter and her 23-7 Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs in this season's fourth meeting of these K-9 competitors. It's the Battle of the Bulldogs, and this time it's for the Region 4A Championship.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Part, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our fifth broadcast of the Lady Dog postseason. We're on the road again tonight, and for the third straight evening, we're broadcasting from the gym at East Robertson High School, home of the Region 4A tournament. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll call the action tonight. Soon I'll be joined by six-time region champion, former head coach Joe Sims. With me now is the guy who always turns out a championship performance, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Daniel. I really appreciate it. Third straight night here in East Robertson, and I wouldn't have it any other way this time of year. And we're going to make it four consecutive tomorrow night because Clay County basketball is alive and well, Daniel. Both teams playing for a regional title this week. But tonight it's all about the Lady Dawgs. Two Lady Dawg teams, to be exact. They've already battled three times this year, and we're fixing to witness round four between two of the best girls' teams in Class A. You've got to put it that way, Daniel, in Clay County and Red Bull Springs.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. AP top 10 teams all year long. Of course, neither of these squads have won the region championship in a long time. A huge game, even though it's not an elimination contest. Clay County, for one, hadn't hoisted region gold since 2004, 18 years.
Yeah, a lot on the line here tonight. Really like to be back in Joe Sims' gym come Saturday night.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hopefully we'll sweep these region championships Saturday and Monday. Sub-state games at home would be sweet.
And we'll be there if we can get there, but we wouldn't be without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we wouldn't be making this trip all week long without them either. So we hope folks will do business with them and let them know how much you appreciate their sponsoring this coverage tonight. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's going to be in the newspaper in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. Of course, this game won't be covered until next week's newspaper. The one out in racks this week covers the region quarterfinal along with the district title games. We hope folks will pick up a copy of those. But next week's paper is going to talk about how the Lady Dawgs put their superiority on display Monday night by ending Pickett County's season in the region semifinals with a 66-51 win. But the game really never seemed that close after the first quarter, where it was 10-8 in Clay County favor. In the second stanza, the Lady Dawgs blew the game open by outscoring the Lady Bobcats 21-7 in the period to lead 31-15 at the break. They then extended their lead to 19 in the third and had it out more than that down the stretch before reserves finished off the 15-point victory. Hallie Buford led the way with 19 points. Abby Head also had 18. Riley Birch at 11, so three in double figures. Cherokee Upton had six, two huge three-pointers in that second quarter push. Bella Aslock, four. Zoe Hayes, three. Liza Jenkins, three. And Maddie Hayes, two. Daniel, maybe the most complete performance by this Lady Dawg team to date.
Well, I think it was, and I think it's a huge testament to just how good they are, because Pickett County, that's a good basketball team, and for Clay County to sweep them this season, just tremendous.
Yeah, I'll have to agree. We hope we see more of the same tonight. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more in your Del Hollow Horizon from that game, tonight's game, and much more. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Red Bowling Springs for the Region 4A title here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls Region 4A update. Looking at the region tournament bracket, we see Clay County got to this game tonight by beating Merle Hyde in the quarterfinals 76-25, then knocking off Pickett County, of course, in the semis 66-51. Red Bull and Springs advanced here tonight by beating Trousdale County in the quarterfinals 61-34, and then knocking off the Lady Tigers of Gordonsville 60-47. To get them into this Region 4A title game. So Coach Sims, big night of basketball for the ladies in Tennessee. Got 16 teams that are eligible to that. 8 big region championships going on across the state. We got North Green playing Cleveland, Oneida playing Coalfield, Van Buren County playing Whitwell. Of course, those are the two teams that these squads will match up with for sub-state. Clay County and Red Bull, and obviously the other four, Moore County and Wayne County, McKenzie and Houston County, Gleason and Dresden, and MAHS and Westwood out west. So any surprises there, Coach? Perennial.
Actually, one of those games has already been played.
Okay.
The Dresden-Gleason. Gleason beat them last night. That was the game I was talking about the other night. I couldn't remember who won or whatever, but the Dresden and Gleason was the two that won, and then Gleason beat Dresden last night. Of course, that's the team that beat us at Christmas, but, you know, I don't think we were playing at our best at that time, but... I think both the Region 1 teams are better than the two Region 2 teams. I think
both North
the Region 4 are better than both the Region 3.
Yeah.
And probably the Region 7 is better than the Region 6. I think McKenzie and maybe Houston County. Wayne County, they're playing. They've got a really good record this year. Of course, they've got a lot of history. But they've been down the last few years, but, you know, they may be back. I don't know a whole lot about them, but... I'm just worried about us, you know. We just take care of our business. It'll all take care of itself.
There you go. We know that tonight is not elimination basketball. Those 16 teams we just talked about move on, no matter what happens tonight, to Saturday night's sub-state game, the Class A sectional. That's when the field gets cut from 16 to 6. This has been the Region 4A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control, bringing joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction. We'll go ahead right now and transition into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, you know, Tipsy said tonight it's all about this Lady Dog team coming out and knocking down some outside shots, which they've been doing lately, but they've yet to do it against Red Bull and Springs. I look back, in 3 meetings this year, Clay County just made 1 three-pointer in each game. For a total of 3 in this one. So, you know, the Lady Dogs, they won all of those, but only by an average margin of about 8 points. So making a few threes or just even, you know, 3 or 4 here tonight could be a big difference for Clay County in this one. You know, there's plenty of other factors. These pretty evenly matched teams will need to do tonight, and I'll let Coach Sims kind of break those down for you, Daniel.
Well, yeah, I just hope we don't get in a hole. That's what we've done. I know the last two times we played. The other night it was 18-8, and then we kind of, you know, shut them down the rest of the game. But we just come out, you know, playing good from the start, and I just hope we can play like we did against Pickett the other night. I thought that was a complete game. I thought we shot it good out on the floor. You know, we beat them off the dribble, going to the hole. We got to Bradley some inside, and you know, if we play like that, I just see us winning. You know,
I know it's not too deep and technical of a thought, Coach, but just when you line these teams up, girl for girl, we're just flat out better than they are. We would have to play bad to not win. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yeah, and like I said the other night, normally you think, well, you'd rather play Red Bull than Pickett, but, you know, right now I think Red Bull's been playing better than Pickett has lately, but
yep.
Still, I agree with you. You know, girl for girl, you know, I take ours. The Fleming girl's a really good player. You know, she can really go to the hole good, but, you know, we got five or six that can do that. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, we're definitely, it's our advantage to win tonight.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We're going to take a break here for the playing of the national anthem. We will return into the State Farm Girls starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hall One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Going to wrap things up with the State Farm Girls starting lineups for this Region 4A Girls Championship Contest. First of all, the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, the Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs. Their head coach, Lacey Coulter, 23-7 record on the season. They are the number 2 seed out of District 7A. Starting for them, a junior number 12, Claire Fleming. Junior number 32, Brianna Thompson. Sophomore number 11, Bailey Massengill. Junior number 34, Gracie West. And a freshman number 20, Chloe Powell. Red Bull and dressed in their travel gray jerseys tonight. Red numerals on them trimmed in white. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, is in his sixth season overall. 129 wins to 60 losses, trying to win his first region championship as head coach of the ladies. They have a strong 24-4 record this season. They are the number 1 seed out of District 7A. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore number 21, Hallie Buford. Junior number 23, Riley Burchett. Junior number 10, Abby Hebb. Senior number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior number 30, Zoe Hayes. Clay County dressed in their white home jersey snap, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. This has been the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is time for championship basketball here in Region 4A. Clay County going to be working to the hoop at our left to start this first half of play. Redbone Springs will be shooting at the hoop to her right as we set high atop the visiting bleachers here at East Robertson High School. Time to get it on, Coach.
Yep.
Thompson and Buford stepping in to tip off. This one is underway. Redbone controls the tip. Claire Fleming with it out top. First team All-District 7A, a junior. The best player on this Lady Bulldog team, Redbone Springs. And she scores, gets into the lane. 6 foot running floater, good. Zoe Hayes with the basketball for Clay County, the senior point guard. Kicks to Jenkins at left wing. Eliza dribbles to the corner. Back to Zoe. Zoe to Hattie. Hattie, jump shot, left elbow, no good. Rebound, Fleming. Fleming into the front court. Defended by Zoe Hayes. Takes her to the hoop, and a foul called on Hayes.
Very similar to how we saw the district championship open up. Claire Fleming isolated out top, just taking it to the hole early.
Yeah, and we came out playing man. I think we'll see us change the zone pretty quick, though.
Bradley Burchett steals the inbound pass after the foul. Clay County back in possession. Zoe Hayes, three-pointer top of the key, too strong off the back of the iron. Fleming lets it go out of bounds. Redbone takes back over. These teams did meet last week at Livingston Academy in the District 7A title game. Clay County winners of that one. Final score, an 8-point difference, I believe, 47-39 the final in that one. Fleming with it out top for Redbone. 6:55 and ticking, first quarter. Massengill, left corner, thought about a three, works into the paint, defended by Jenkins, puts up a left-handed jump shot in the paint, no good. Rebounded put back by Brianna Thompson. Good for two. Redbone Springs four, Clay County nine. A steal now. Redbone takes it away from Bradley Burchett. Claire Fleming with it into the front court, dishes the foul on the post, and she's going to be fouled by Bradley Burchett. The Red Bullet fans have traveled well to that, and you can probably hear them below us. Clay County's turned out well, too, but they're quiet right now.
Not a very good start for us.
Burchett with a personal. Hayes with a personal. Red Bullet on the inbound. Massengill right wing into the paint. Kicks the pal. She fires a three left wing. Too strong. Whistle's blown, and a foul called against Clay County.
Well.
On the rebound, did they get Eliza?
I don't know. I didn't see anything. No.
I'll have to check the scoreboard. Could have been Burchett.
Yeah, she's going out.
Second personal for Bradley Burchett. 6:21 mark of this first quarter, not even 2 minutes gone. And the leading scorer for Clay County on the bench with two personal fouls. Redbone on the inbound, taken away by Bella Ashlock, who checked in for Burchett. Hayes with it now. Passes ahead to Buford. Hallie with it. Has it left wing. Kicks to Jenkins out top. Eliza drives into the paint. Dishes over to Ashlock. Pass too high, though. Bella couldn't get to it. Ball goes out of bounds.
We need to settle down. We're trying to rush stuff too much.
Yeah, we don't seem a little tight right now.
Yeah.
6 minutes left in this opening quarter. 2 minutes have expired. Redbone has a 4-0 lead. Fleming with it. Works to the right, uses a west screen, circles back out, gives the foul. The freshman drives the right side of the lane, picks up the dribble, kicks to Massengill. Jenkins all over her, good defense. Gets the hole though anyway and scores. A nice play by Bailey Massengill. And Coach Walker wants a timeout. The Red Bull and faithful erupt at the 5:35 mark of the first quarter. It's Redbone Springs 6, Clay County 9.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Back here live, 5:35 mark, first quarter. Clay County with the basketball. No points yet, though. 6-0. Very early, though. Like you say, Coach Sims, it can't get any worse at this point. We just need to hang in there and keep playing ball. We're going to be fine. Abby Head, right block, layup, good. And they count the bucket. And just like that, the junior, who has turned into such a tremendous player this year, gets Clay County on the board, and she goes to the line.
I think they came out playing a 1-1-3, which is what Larry at LaFayette played us this year. Of course, Lacey's his old player and his old assistant coach, so I'm sure she got that from him. But I think they were in man that trip.
Free throw's good by Head. She completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and it's 6-3. Redbone with the advantage and the basketball. Claire Fleming out top, works to the right. Now she works the right side of the lane. Shot up, it's blocked by Ashlock. Bella gets it, gets to Eliza. Eliza, full head of steam, crosses the timeline. Slows it down to the top of the key, weaves into the paint. Shots up, no good. Rebound Fleming. Claire with it. Kicks over to Powell. She thought about a three. Abby Head doubled the defense. She couldn't get the three-pointer off. Drives into the paint and draws another foul. Fourth team foul against Clay County. This one going to go against Ashlock. So Bella picks up her first personal. And Powell is good on the first free throw. Red Bull and up 7-3. Now 8-3. Is freshman Chloe Powell knocks down both of those. She's going to be a good player. Only a freshman. Abby Head with it. Works to Zoe Hayes. Zoe works to the right block. Comes back out along the baseline. Dishes to Ashlock. Now Jenkins. Now Buford in left corner. Hallie drives. Her shot up. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Her foot back no good, but she's fouled. Bella going to go to the line. Second team foul against Redbone Springs. I missed who committed the foul on their first one. This one goes against Gracie West. Her first. Ashlock misses the free throw. Madison Hayes checks into the contest. Eliza Jenkins checks out. Thoughts, Ernie Thomas?
Well, just kind of a furious pace by Redbone Springs. They're, like Coach said, everything going good for them right now. But it's early, Daniel. It's just a five-point ball game midway through this first.
Make it a four-point ball game. Ashlock knocks down that second free throw, making it 8-4, and a timeout taken now by Redbone Springs. 4:27 mark, first quarter. Clay County 4, Redbone 8.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live, midway second quarter. 8-4, Red Bull with the lead and the basketball.
Well, we went to a 2-3, so... kind of what we did the last time. Said it's the second quarter before we did it the last time.
Got Madison Hayes sitting right in the middle down there, the sophomore reserve. Madison give out top. Now Powell right wing. Thompson in the corner. Back to Powell. They try to work inside to Fleming. Can't do it. Madison give outside. Kicks to Powell. She drives. Turned away again. Three-pointer Madison give in and out. No good. Rebounded, though, by Thompson. Her putback no good. It should be a foul against Red Bull in this time. Maddie Hayes had the ball on the rebound, and she was hit. So, a nice job by Madison there, securing the rebound and drawing the foul. It goes against Brianna Thompson, her first, Red Bull's third team foul.
Yeah, they're playing straight man now.
Hayes crosses the timeline, kicks to Ashlock, left wing, now Buford. Hallie with it, back to Ashlock at right block. Shot up, no good. Rebound Hayes, her foot back no good, but Madison foul. She goes to the line, so the sophomore reserve getting some big minutes early in this one and is effective so far. A rebound on the defensive end, and now she's going to the free throw line where she's a pretty solid shooter. First one's away, a little short. Had a good line on it, but just fell about an inch too short, hit the front of the iron. Coming into the night, she was 75% on the season. Had hit 24 of 32 from that mark. Second one's away and true. 3 points the difference. Red Bull at 8, Clay County 5. 3:33 and ticking, first quarter, Region 4A Championship. Playing for a home court advantage Saturday night in the Class A sectional. Powell, left wing, gives to Massengill. Works against Hayes. Zoe having none of it. Kicks off to Fleming. Three-pointer good. Claire Fleming can't give her any open room.
No.
11-5 now. Lady Dogs of Clay County trail by six. Ashcock all the way to the hoop scores. What a move. Bella headed it right wing behind the arc and took it all the way inside. Finished the deal on that one. 2:50 and ticking. First quarter clock. A reserve for Red Bull has it taken away by Ashcock. Bella stepped on the baseline, though. Good defense by the sophomore. That reserve, Kennedy Marshall, another sophomore for Red Bull.
Yeah, Ashlock and Hayes both playing big minutes with Riley Burchett on the bench right here, Daniel. Kind of filling that void so far pretty well.
Burchett picked up two personals with less than 2 minutes of this first quarter underway, and she has been on the bench for about 4 minutes of Gamecock now. A foul called on Cherokee Upton, who has checked into the contest. Red ball on them, ma'am. Powell with it. Kicks to Fleming. Now back to Powell at right wing. Back to Fleming. Now Massengill left wing. She drives baseline. Turned away by Hayes. Powell, three-pointer top of the key. Too strong off the back of the iron. Hits the top of the backboard. They let it play, though. Should have been both dead. Marshall rebounds for Red Bowling, and they get another chance. Fleming, three-pointer. No good. Rebound inside by Marshall, and she's fouled. That's not Marshall. That's Brianna Thompson. She's going to the line to shoot two. Maddie Hayes called for the personal foul.
We've got to get on the boards a little down here.
Yes, we do.
Give them two or three shots every trip. Well, that should have been our ball. Hit the top of the backboard there. That's supposed to be out of bounds, I thought.
It's been blown dead all season.
Yeah.
Until now. Madison Hayes checks out. Easy Hale checks in. Thompson missed the first free throw, misses the second. Bella Ashcock the rebound. Red Bull it up, 11-7. Cherokee Upton with it for Clay County. Top of the key, gives to Ashcock. Now Buford, she's going to go all the way into the paint. Layup from left block, no good. Rebound Ashcock, put back, no good. Bella foul, she'll go to the line.
She's rebounding good on that end.
Coach Sims, 16 fouls for either squad. There's 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of foul shots. Keeps this up.
That may just be the fifth team foul for Red Bull, and that's what it shows on the board still. Brianna Thompson called for the foul.
We're hitting one and missing one.
Yeah, Ashcock was one of two on her last trip to the line. She misses the first here. Missed them both.
Both of them.
So one of four on the night for Bella from the charity stripe. 2 minutes left. Red Bull with the ball. Powell's three-pointer no good. Bella gets her second personal.
That ain't good.
So Bradley Burchett on the bench with two personals. Bella Ashcock with two personals. Clay County a deeper team than Red Bowen, and that's a good thing because we may have to go to the bench tonight quite a bit with these foul issues. Chloe Powell at the line shooting. She hits the first. She's not the red lady you'd like to see there. Neither her nor Fleming probably missed many free throws. Red Bowen up now by five. Make it six, and she is shooting three of these because it was a three-point attempt she was fouled on. Zoe Hayes and Eliza Jenkins check back in, so on the floor for Clay County. Zoe Hayes, Jenkins, Buford, Upton, and Abby Head. Powell hits all three. The Red Ladies of Red Bull Springs have doubled up Clay County 14-7 here. Minute 50 left in the first quarter. Abby Head out top, gives to Buford right wing, now Upton, inside to Jenkins, further inside to Hayes, and she steps on the baseline. Red Bull had taken back over. Minute 35 and ticking, first quarter, 14-7, Red Bull in front.
Manning back up now. Nobody guarding that one down there under the basket.
Leaving Josie Green open, so perhaps a little bit of a zone or just helping out the man.
I don't know what they're doing. I think somebody's lost.
Another offensive rebound for Evelyn Springs. They get another opportunity here after a missed jump shot. Powell with it, gives to Massengill. They swing to Green at left wing. Josie Green drives baseline, circles back out, gives to Massengill. She's in a trap, passes to Fleming. Fleming wants to go inside, turned away by Hayes. Now Chloe Powell. Same thing. Each of these guards will drive into around free throw line distance and kick back outside.
Yeah, we've seen Coach Coulter do this before, letting a little air out of the game. Very methodical here, trying to run these last 2 minutes off before she takes a shot, Daniel.
40 seconds and ticking. First quarter, Red Bull, and in no hurry because they do have a 7-point lead, 14-7. Claire Fleming with it, right wing, defended by Abby Hayes and Zoe Hayes. Close to a 5-second count. Need five, but we did not get five. Josie Green now with it out top. 25 seconds and ticking. She gives to Massengill. Massengill checks the scoreboard, looks at the time, sees 15 seconds left. They continue to weave out top. Fleming all the way into the paint, travels with the ball. No whistles blow, though. Red Bull and maintains. 5 seconds left. Massengill, floater, no good. 3 seconds left. Zoe Hayes the rebound. Passes ahead to Abby Head. Desperation three at the buzzer, no good. An exciting first quarter has come to an end. Unfortunately, Clay County trailing at the end of the first 8 minutes. It's Red Bull and 14, the Lady Dogs of Clay County, 7.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to H. Robertson High School for the Region 4A Girls Championship, where Clay County trails Red Bull and Springs 14-7, headed into the second quarter. And for Red Bull, and Chloe Powell and Claire Fleming, both 5 points each to lead the Red Lady Dogs.
Good.
Abby Head adds a bucket to start the second. A good assist. I'm not sure, was it Burchett that had the assist?
Yeah, she hadn't had many probably, but that was a good way to start the quarter.
Bradley Burchett has checked back in. She's playing with two personal fouls. Sat for over 6 minutes in the first quarter. A foul called against Eliza Jenkins. And the Clay County teams, both boys and girls, have had difficulty adjusting to the officiating down here.
We're going to have to quit touching them. I mean, we can't put them on the line, something like that. She's 25 foot from the goal. This birdie touched her, and she's on the line now.
So we see Massengill at the line for the front end of a 1-1. And thus far in the contest, Red Bull and Springs, the victor in terms of free throw percentage.
Yeah, they are. And, first possession of the second quarter, they're shooting in the bonus standard.
Massengill misses the second attempt. Rebound Abby Head. As Thomas mentioned, 18 fouls against Clay County here. 5 so far for Red Bull. Both teams committing several. Hayes with it out top, gives to Head. Now Buford, she's in the lane. Shot up, no good. A rebound by Claire Fleming. Fleming, full head of steam, into the front court. Working against Head, spins, shoots, does not score. Rebound Abby Head. Abby trying to return the favor, coming the other way. She crosses the timeline, going to slow it down. Coach Walker hollering out instructions. Jenkins right wing now. Coach Coulter also has been up all night in this one. Clay County inside the Burchett, power dribble, spin, shot, good. She got lucky there. Kennedy Marshall, who was defending on that
left. Yeah. She turned around and said, hey, ain't nobody guarding me.
6:35 mark, second quarter. Clay County back within 4, 11-15. And now some of the fans who made the trip from Salina starting to get involved along with the Clay County High School cheerleaders who've been here each and every night of this Region 4A tournament. Powell with it for Red Bull and out top. We continue to see this outside weave of the guards. Red Bull and notorious this year for not working inside with the posted off.
And this is not unfamiliar territory for Clay County. They were behind in both or all three other games at halftime, Coach Sims.
Yeah.
5:55 and ticking. Second quarter, Red Bull still killing time. Marshall with it outside, dribbles in. Gives to Fleming. Now the Red Bull and fans starting to get a little impatient. They're hollering, shoot. And Claire Fleming, listen to them. She knocks in a jump shot from left elbow, putting Red Bull back up by 6, 11-17. Zoe Hayes out top. Buford, right wing. Now Jenkins out top, inside the Burchett. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Red Bull and Powell.
We get good shots. We got to make it.
Powell with it. Gives to Massengill. She travels. Biggest cheer of the night out of Clay County, because that's about the fourth time that same move has been made by Red Bull, and the first time a travel's been called.
Yeah, we saw a lot of them in the last few games early on, travel calls by these officials, but that's the first of the night here, Daniel.
5:22 mark, second quarter. Clay County takes back over, trailing by 6, 17-11. On the floor for head coach Matt Walker, Abby Head, Zoe Hayes, Bella Ashlock, Riley Burchett, and Hallie Buford. Burchett kicks the head inside the Ashlock. Shot up, no good. Got her on the rebound. Put back, no good, but she's fouled. Bella going to the line where she's 1 of 4 so far on the night.
Be good if you could get one of those to go, get fouled, have a three-point play.
Coach Walker being warned for being out on the floor. If that's the case, I'm not sure how Coach Joseph Aminette made it through last night. He's notorious to be out of step or two during boys' action. Of course, yeah. Pickett County eliminated last night, East Robertson, so tomorrow night.
So I didn't get to see that game.
Pretty good game. East Robertson, a good team. They will play Clay County tomorrow night. And I think a lane violation call against Clay County on Ashlock's second free throw. How'd the first one go? Made the first, lane violation on the second. It was also good, but it's wiped off the board due to the lane violation. So 17-12 as Red Bull and takes back over, 5-minute mark. Josie Green with it, gives to Fleming. Now Massengill in the left corner. She dribbles out to the right, works back left, goes baseline, is turned away, picks up the dribble, back to Fleming out top. Zoe Hayes called for the personal. The second personal against Zoe, I believe, the 19th foul against Clay County. Let's see how many I have recorded. Yeah, I've got 9, so that is the second for Zoe. And I wasn't trying to slur Coach Aminette a minute ago with that comment. He's just really excitable and roams the bench like no other. A great coach for Pickett County. Fleming hits the first free throw, making it 18-12. Second one's away, also good. 19-12 now, Red Bull with a 7-point lead. Coach, they've led the entirety of the contest.
Yeah, they have.
Got on, up on a 6-0 run early and hadn't looked back since. Hayes inside the Burchett. Burchett at right block in the paint now. Shot good.
Good move.
Bradley with 4 points from that right block. Clay Kenny with 14 total. Red Bull with 19. Josie Green left wing for the Red Ladies. Hands to Massengill. As we see it, no post play for Red Bull Springs. Pretty much 5 girls on the perimeter. A steal. Hayes with it. Gives to Ashlock. Ashlock to Buford. Buford into the paint. Loses the handle. Picks it back up. Gets it to Zoe. Now to Abby Head. 3-pointer out wing. Ooh. Did not connect. Rebounded though by Hattie Buford. Buford has it taken away by Massengill. It's a foot race. Head against Massengill. Massengill gets to the rack and scores. Red Bull Springs playing well. 21-14, they have a 7-point lead. Head wants to score at the other end. Her shot, no good, but they call a foul against Massengill for Red Bullen.
That was a bad turn of events for us. We had to kind of got a steal, you know, had a chance to score, and they ended up getting 2 out of it on the other end.
Eliza Jenkins set to check back in at the scores table. So on the floor now for Clay County, as Zoe Hayes goes off, we see Eliza Jenkins, Briley Burchett, Abby Head, who's at the line to shoot a second free throw. She hit the first. Hattie Buford and Bella Ashoff. So Abby good on both of those. Madison Hayes now coming back. And a full timeout going to be taken by Clay County. 3:35 mark, second quarter, Red Bull in 21, Clay County 16.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
On the floor for Clay County coming out of this timeout, Madison Hayes, Bella Ashok, Eliza Jenkins, Tally Buford, and Abby Head. 3:30 left in this first half of play. Clay County has trailed throughout these first quarter and a half. Redborn with the ball and a five-point lead, 21-16. Chloe Powell, right corner. Josie Green out top. Redborn going to continue, as long as they have this lead, just to work around the perimeter, hoping to get free for an open layup or something. Green with it. Took an extra step. No whistles, though. Several times tonight from our vantage point, we have seen that. Green back with it, left wing, Fleming out top, best ball handler of the bunch. She drives inside. They say the foul was on the floor. She was fouled. We'll have to see which lady had that one. Ashlock, I believe it was a single digit, her, Jenkins. It was Ashlock, and that is Bella's third personal. Look for Coach Walker to get her out, and here she comes. Bradley Burchett checking back in. Now, Bradley playing with two personal fouls. Zoe Hayes, she has two personal. She's over on the bench. So foul trouble early. Clay County, y'all, or Red Bullen in the double bonus in this first half. Second free throws missed by Red Bullen. Rebound Eliza Jenkins. So 22-16. Clay County back with the ball. A very high entry pass over the head of Madison Hayes off of Bradley Burchett and a turnover. Red Bullen back with it. 2.5 minutes left. Massengill to the hoop. Does not score. Rebound, Buford. She's fouled by Marshall. We'll walk to the other end to shoot free throws. Coach Senza, I know you're not overly pleased at the moment, but what do we need to do differently? Early was settled in. You're muted, Coach.
Sorry. No, I said, on offense, we just need to show a little more patience at times. You know, at times we're getting good shots, and at times we just turn it over, make a bad pass, and it's hard to contend with what they're doing on offense down here. The biggest thing, we just make sure we don't foul them because that's what they're playing for right now is to go to the foul line.
Right. Buford good on both of those free throws. Back to a four-point game, 22-18.
Yeah, they've totally outplayed us, but we're still within four, so yeah. You know, it ain't like we're getting blown out or anything. We're well within striking distance.
And, Thomas, as you mentioned earlier, in the three prior meetings, Clay Kenny trailed at the half, you said?
All three of them, Daniel. They were down by as many as nine at the break one time.
Sounds to me like we've got them right where we want them there. Red Bullen with the ball. Massengill to the rack. Shots up, no good. She was fouled by Hallie Buford, though. So Massengill going to the line to shoot two. Buford picks up her first personal of the contest.
Well,
first one's away by Massengill, too strong.
Well, we had a chance right there to cut it to two, and you know, they just take the ball away from us and go down and shoot the layup. We have to foul them.
2:04 left in this second quarter, 22-18 the score. Massengill at the line for Red Bullen, and she makes it 23-18 on her second attempt. So Clay County taking back over. Original five starters on the floor. Hayes out top. Abby head left wing. She works to the right. She's fouled by Pound. The whistles again. Burchett inside. Yeah. Scores. Nice assist by Abby Head.
We got to three. We can get a stop here.
Minute 45 left in the second. Fleming out top. Hayes defends. She kicks to Josie Green now. Now Massengill. Minute and a half left in the second quarter. 23-20. Fleming inside. Dishes to Marshall. Shot from right block. No good. Rebound Riley Burchett. She passes ahead to Abby Head. Abby at left wing slows things down. Minute 15 left, second quarter. Coach Walker sending in the play. Zoe Hayes, the senior point guard, communicating things with her teammates. Dishes to Head. Now Buford left wing. Back to Abby. Uses a Jenkins screen to work the right side of the lane. Layup no good. Rebound Marshall.
Come
back
in. Yeah.
We've got a one-point game. 23-22. Clay County trails by one. 50 seconds and ticking. The Clay County fans, for the first time tonight, getting loud. Powell with it. Right wing. Works against Jenkins. Jenkins down. Over. They're going to travel.
Oh.
Eliza Jenkins.
Man, that's
the
great. That's going to call another foul there.
Yeah, I held my breath for a minute.
Yeah. It's been a foul all night when we touched him, but she did walk.
Eliza, the defensive, I'm going to call her all-star. She is an all-district 7A defensive team member. She's played great defense from the time she was a freshman, and we see it there as a senior.
Yeah, great play. Had a big moment right there by the senior, Daniel. Clay County ticking down under 20 seconds. They're going to take the last shot here and try to go into halftime with a lead. Now, who would have thunk that early on? So Clay County's, as I like to say, weathered the storm here and just stayed calm and maintained.
Down to 6 seconds. Zoe Hayes, 3 points.
Yeah!
Knocks it down, and Clay County takes their first lead of the game. In fine fashion, as the second quarter buzzer sounds, it's the black, purple, and gold Lady Bulldogs 25, the red Lady Bulldogs 23, and it's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well.
We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at East Robertson High School, where we're covering the Region 4A Girls Championship game, where Clay County leads Red Bone Springs 25-23 here at halftime. They fell behind 14-7 to the Red Lady Dogs at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored them 18-9 in the second stanza behind 8 second quarter points from Riley Burchett for Clay County to spur this run. And then the senior Zoe Hayes burying a 3 at the halftime buzzer to give Clay County their first lead of the ballgame at 25-23 here at intermission. Also for Clay County, Abby Head has 7 points, Hallie Buford 2, Bella Ashlock 4, and Madison Hayes 1. For Red Bowling Springs, are being led by Claire Fleming with 10 points. Bailey Massingale has 6, Chloe Powell 5, and Brianna Thompson has 2 points. Again, Clay County leads 25-23 here in the Girls Region 4A Championship game. Stay with us for more here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leading by 2. Here at halftime, about 3 minutes from the start of the third quarter, 25-23. Lady Dogs trying to win their first region championship since 2004. They move on to Saturday night substate with home court advantage instead of having to go on the road to travel. Coach Walker, 0-3 in prior region championship games. He lost in this round in 2018-2019. in 2021. Of course, this is a hard one to win. All-time great Coach Sims here. He went 6-8 in these region title games, albeit in some tougher regions than the Lady Dogs were fortunate enough to be in this year. We're going to go ahead and do the Subway Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 1997, after splitting a pair of regular season contests with Gordonsville, the Lady Dogs found themselves paired once again with the Lady Tigers in the region championship game. A hard-fought 70-59 victory gave head coach Joe Sims his second region title and paved the way for the Lady Dogs' fifth state tournament appearance in 6 years, where they finished as the state runner-up for the third time in 6 years. What Lady Dog distributed the ball well in that 1997 region title win over Gordonsville, recording 7 assists in the victory? I'm going to read through that one more time. It's a long one, but I'll read through it one more time. If you think you know the answer, please send in your message to your answer to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. In 1997, after splitting a pair of regular season contests with Gordonsville, the Lady Dogs found themselves paired once again with the Lady Tigers in the region championship game. A hard-fought 70-59 victory gave head coach Joe Sims his second region title and paved the way for the Lady Dogs' fifth state tournament appearance in 6 years, where they finished as the state runner-up for the third time in 6 years. What Lady Dog distributed the ball well in that 1997 region title win over Gordonsville, recording 7 assists in the victory? Send any responses in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We have a couple guesses. Actually, three of them all guessing the same people. Four people guessing it. Rob Weir, Linda Strong, and Melissa Wine all respond. Amanda Kendall, she was an outstanding junior guard on that team, but that is not the correct answer to this one. Sam Daniels also guessing Amanda Kendall. Continue to send those in. We'll work to them as we get to them. Red Bullen had the ball to start the third. A turnover, though. Abby Head had a steal, and as she came the other way, she was fouled. Rob Weir guessing Tia Burchett. A little off on years there, Rob. She had graduated 3 years prior. She was a senior in 94. 7:30 and ticking, third quarter. Zoe Hayes out top. Clay County up by two. They have switched into the floor. Clay County working at the hoop to her right now, Thomas. Red Bull at the hoop to her left. Haley Buford, three-pointer right corner, no good. Another great guess comes from Melissa White. She says Michelle Chambers, another Clay County Sports Fame member guard off of that 97 team. She was a junior, but once again, incorrect. Hallie Buford with it now after Powell missed a three-pointer. Inside the Burchett. Now Buford baseline cut. Yeah, shot good. And she was fouled. Had to fight through contact. Hallie going to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. A couple more guesses to that trivia answer. Someone has said Crystal Price. That's a great guess. She was also a junior guard on that team. Once again, incorrect, though. Another guess of Deanna Donaldson. She was too young. Deanna, freshman in the 2000s.
I may never get this one.
That's a tough one. It's an obscure one.
But her name came to my mind, but I didn't know. I would have probably said Kendall to start with, but I think I know who it is now.
We've had another guess of Melissa Webb. Once again, she graduated in 94, so a couple years removed. Red Bull back with the ball here. 6:35 mark, third quarter. Powell, three-pointer, misses everything. Rebound Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins to Hayes. Hayes to Buford. Clay County trying to build on this five-point lead that they built. It's 28-23 right now.
You see Red Bull's three going to some sort of a zone here. Almost looks like a 1-3-1, Coach.
Yeah, I think it's that 1-1-3 they started out in where they're trying to double. Bradley down low. That's an old Larry White defense. He got off Lamar back years ago.
Burgett inside. Jump shot. No good. We have a correct answer. Had a couple more guesses. Nicole Davis was guessed. She was a senior on that team. And we have a correct answer. Miss Tia Ashcock Arms, principal of Clay County High School, gets it right. Thomas, before we announce that, you got an update. A three-pointer hit by Red Bowen. Heavy Buford comes down, tries to return the favor. Misses the shot. 28-26. Clay County leads by two. Fleming tries to tie it up with a jumper. No good. Rebound Thompson. Putback no good. Rebound Fleming. A third opportunity. Tied all game. 28-28. The correct answer that Tia Ashcock Arms sent in, and Rob Weir a few moments after her, the late Jennifer Davenport Rankford, had 7 assists in that contest. We'll talk more about it in a minute. We got to tie this action. It's hot and heavy. Abby Head has a three-pointer blocked out of bounds by Coley Powell. Thomas, I missed the Lady Dog bucket that moved us to 28. Who? Our one that took us up to 28. Who had that bucket for Clay County?
Buford and one. She made the free throw.
That's what it was. Clay County on the inbound. Burchett inside. Spins. Shoots. Misses. Rebound by Burchett. Put back no good.
Wow.
Foul on the floor, though. Riley might have got away with an extra step, but the Redbourne Springs foul call. So congratulations to Miss Tia Arms. She'll be getting a sticker and her certificate for a sandwich provided by Greg and Melissa Brandon, both the lovers of Subway. Clay County on the inbound. Coach Sims, what happened there?
Called a walk on Riley. Put it on the floor. I thought she got fouled, but they said walk.
Red Bullen back in front, or not back in front. It's a tie game, 28-28. They're back in possession of the ball. 4:50 and ticking, third quarter. Claire Fleming, right wing. Coach Coulter right there a few feet from her, barking out instructions. Massengill, left wing. We continue to see this perimeter game by Red Bullen. They do post up finally with West inside. A turnover, though. Knocked away by Bradley Burchett. Picked up by Abby Head. Abby into the front court. Slows it down. Gives to Hayes. Three-pointer. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Claire Fleming. Fleming the other way. Fast and furious. Three-pointer. Powell. Right wing. No good. Another offensive rebound. Massengill fires a three. No good. Jump ball going to be called? Yes. Abby Head and Coley Powell had simultaneous possession. Thomas, what a furious face here.
Yeah, furious face, furious answers coming in on the Horizon Sports Network hotline on that Subway Trivia Challenge all at the same time, Daniel. I think we got close to 20 guesses there.
I love it. Our most responded to one when the next timeout's taken. Probably will stay on there and let Coach Sims talk about that for a minute. Burchett back inside for Clay County after the jump. Alcock misses her shot while trying to get a rebound, Coach.
Yeah.
He got a personal foul. That's the third for Burchett. Bradley picked up two in the first minute and a half of this contest and set the remainder of the first quarter. She has around 10 points on limited action. I guess it's 8 that she has.
Well, he beat up
Matt Walker, for the first time in his career, to my knowledge, has been given a technical foul. You won't find anybody more passive than Coach Walker.
He must have been saying something or asking him something or questioning something. I don't know. I saw him turn around and stick.
Coach Walker being told to sit, and he does so. So does he have to sit the rest of the game?
Yes.
Not a situation I don't think he's ever been in.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember him ever getting a technical.
Claire Fleming, guess who? She's taking the shots for Red Bowman and knocks them both down. So Red Bowman takes a two-point lead on the technical free throws. Coach Walker, contained to his chair for the night, is Coach Coulter roams the sidelines and sees her team get a free possession.
He got a technical for being outside the box is what he got. He got a warning earlier. They give him a technical. He's having to move two chairs, Daniel, to get inside the box now.
That's basically all it was.
Stepped outside the box.
Usually they'll let you take 4 or 5 steps, and they won't say a whole lot. But I guess this guy does.
Foreign officials. Foreign to us, anyway.
He almost got ejected because he sat down in the chair that was outside the box.
Yeah. Well, he made him move all the chairs down.
Red Bullen back with the basketball. Massengill left wing inside the pound of the free throw line. Pound back out to Fleming. Massengill, three-pointer left wing. It's good. Red Bullen back in front now by five. 33-28. Coach Walker wants the timeout. Now he stood up to call the timeout. Can he do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Coach, it's a 30-second. We're going to stay on there. Coach Sims talked for just a minute about the late Jennifer Davenport Langford, who had those seven assists. Her only year as a senior starter, outstanding individual.
She was. She is. I said several times, if I ever had a daughter, I'd want her to be like Jennifer. I mean, she was the nicest, sweetest girl one of them that I've ever coached, and she was a good ball player. She got a scholarship to Ball State. Played a year down there, I think, before her and Rodney got married. She's tall, you know. I kind of
smart.
Real smart. Debated whether to play her inside or outside, but I had Nicole and Tara inside, so made a wing out of her. She was really more comfortable with that anyway. And but she got most of those assists thrown into Nicole because Nicole had a great game that night. I remember it well. She probably had
29. I think.
Yeah. but Jennifer, she's just a good player, good person.
Back under action at this timeout. Clay County with the ball. They trail by five here in the Region 4A Championship. Lady Dogs trying to win their first in 18 years. Bradley Burchett inside. Dribble, spin, charge call. Fourth personal foul for Bradley Burchett. Coach Walker going to have to play most of the remainder of this contest without his leading scorer.
The one good momentum has turned on us.
The good thing, Burchett may be not in, not out, the average leading scorer, but the rest of these ladies can put it in the hoop.
Well, they can. They're just going to have to step up and play because she's not going to get played much.
Red Bowling's on a 10-0 run right here,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we're down five. Now we're down five.
Yeah, Clay County went up five, and now they lead by five.
2:53 left in the third. Red Bowling 33, Clay County 28. 5 points to advantage for the Red Ladies. They have the basketball as well. Powell, right wing. Massengill out top now. Defended by Buford. Hattie steps out against her. She spins into the paint. Shot up. No good. But she was fouled. Fourth team foul against Clay County here in the second half. I think Eliza are going to be credited with this one. It is her second. Burchett on the bench with four. Ashlock checked into the contest when Burchett went out. So on the floor for Clay County as Massengill hits a free throw. Bella Ashlock, Abby Head, Hallie Buford, Eliza Jenkins, and Zoe Hayes. Second one's also good. Red Bowling has shot very well from the free throw line tonight.
If I've ever seen a team or a game turn like this one has in 2 or 3 minutes.
Buford, three-pointer, right corner.
Good. Oh,
that brought the Clay County fans back to life. We've got a four-point game. Red Bull 35, Clay County 31, 2:15 to tick in third quarter. Coley Powell, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound Jenkins, a jump ball going to be called. Good hustle by Eliza. I would have loved to have seen her come away clean with it, but the Red Bull player would not turn loose. Fleming get an inbound. Red Bull had the possession arrow in their favor. She works it into Massengill in the right corner. Hands back to Fleming, into the paint, out to Powell. Powell at left wing. She throws her leg and over and back. And Clay County going to take back overtime.
Yeah, great defense by Abby Head and Zoe Hayes right there on the perimeter to Daniel to force that turnover. Clay County's got a chance here to get it back to one possession game.
35-31, minute 55 and ticking, third quarter. Red Bowen has led the majority of this contest. Clay County had a slim halftime lead, a two-point lead, I believe it was, at the break. Jenkins out top. Kicks the Ashlock at right wing. Bella, one-on-one. Drives into the paint. Spins. Shoots. Does not score. Rebound Buford. Hallie puts it back.
Get in there.
Buford having a big third quarter. Minute 25 and ticking. Single possession game here. Red Bull in 35. Clay County 33. Fleming slows it down. Gives to Powell. Right wing. She penetrates. Steal.
Oh, and hit.
Head. 1-on-1 against Fleming. All the way. Right side of the lane. Shot up.
Get in there. Yeah.
Tie ball game. Here at East Robertson High School. in the Region 4A Championship. Red Bullen and Clay County knotted up at 35. 1 minute left in this third quarter and a timeout taken by head coach Lacey Coulter. We're going to take a break here. 56.8 seconds left in the third. Tied up at 35.
Signs.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School, where Clay County has knotted things up at 35 with about a minute to go here in the third quarter. It has come from Hallie Buford. She's got 8 points here in the third. The only Lady Dog in double figures now with 10.
Fleming with it for Red Bullen. Kicks to Powell. Powell and Massengill. 45 seconds and ticking in the third. Knotted up at 35. Massengill works against Buford, gets past her, goes baseline under the hoop, picks up the dribble. She's in a trap. 3 seconds to pop. Massengill picked up the dribble in the paint and never exited. Turnover. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Clay County with the ball and a chance to take a lead here at the end of the third frame. Jenkins just across the timeline. Nobody pressuring her. Eliza just dribbling. The senior with it, running the point.
I think you might see some ISO for Ashlock right here, Daniel. West guarding her off the bounce. I don't think there's no contest.
Takes her to the hoop, misses the shot. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of West.
We got time to get a shot, 3.5.
Zoe Hayes going to inbound from the baseline beneath the Clay County hoop. 3.5 seconds. Works into Ashok. Long two-pointer. A good look. Just a little short. Third quarter's going to end. We're back where we started. All even. It's no longer 0-0, though. 35-35 between Clay County and Red Bullen here at the end of the third.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
8 minutes to decide the girls' Region 4A championship here at East Robertson High School. It's 35-35 between Clay County and Red Bowling Springs. Both Bailey Maskinbell and Claire Fleming with 14, and Hallie Buford with 10. Abby Head, 9 for Clay County.
Abby Head going to the free throw line. She was fouled on a baseline drive. Big free throws coming for the junior guard.
Oh.
Little short on the front end.
She's usually automatic.
Yeah, she's probably got the highest percentage on the team, an 80% shooter. It hits 78 of 98 coming into tonight. Hits a second. Clay County with a one-point lead. 36-35. What a contest. The teams have met 3 prior times this year. Clay County's won them all. Beat them by 5. Beat them by 12, I think. Beat them by 8. A steal. Bella Ashoff with it. Bella tried to feed Eliza Jenkins. It was knocked out of bounds by Gracie West. Clay County back in position.
She actually blocked the shot and run the rebound down.
Okay. 7:30 in ticket. Fourth and final quarter of regulation anyway. Clay County up 36-35. Zoe Hayes, top of the key. They call a charge on Hayes for leading with elbow. First charge of the season probably against Hayes. Third personal. For Zoe. On the bench with four fouls, Bradley Burchett. So on the floor for Clay County right now, Hallie Buford, Eliza Jenkins, Bella Ashlock, Zoe Hayes, and Abby Head. Head and Hayes with Fleming in a trap. She gets out of it somehow. Kicks off to Powell. Powell at right wing. She's a sharpshooter. Decides to drive inside. Foul called on Ashlock. She was shuffling the feet. Bella picks up her fourth personal. So Burchett with four. Ashlock with four. Coach Walker kind of pacified over there on the bench. He can't get up due to an earlier technical.
She fouled out.
Oh, I missed one. That was Bella's fifth. The sophomore done for the night. Going to miss her. Cherokee Upton checks in for her. Powell at the line. Front end's away. Earns the right to shoot the second. Or maybe it was two anyway. Says two shots anyway.
Yeah.
Only 16 fouls against Clay County here in the second half. Red Bull with four. Second one's away and good. So Red Bull now back in front by 1 point. 37-36. Jenkins going to run the point here. Hayes sets up at right wing. 6:55 and ticking. Eliza gives to Zoe. Now Cherokee at right wing. Back to Abby out top. Now Abby Head with it. Back to Upton. She swings across to Jenkins. Directs Buford, who is posted up. Claire Fleming down low. That's a mismatch. 3 seconds called against Buford. I wish I could say it wasn't true, but she was
down
there.
Yeah, that's right, it was. I've been watching her. When she's set up high, she's actually in the 3 second lane. It's where they hadn't already called it.
6.5 minutes left. Red Bull back with the ball. They do have a 1 point lead, 37-36. Massengill, left wing for Red Bull, working against Upton. Drives her inside, kicks it out. Now Fleming with it. Fleming's such a great ball player. And a moving foul call against Red Bull Springs.
Good call for us.
A good call by the official. The freshman, Chloe Powell, picks up one.
Four on her.
Yes, it is. Her fourth. Lots of fouls have been called in this one for both squads. Clay County back with control of the basketball. Hayes across the timeline. Swings to Abby Head at left wing. Now Jenkins. Coach Walker giving instructions. Zoe back with it. Playing slow. No true post player in the game for Clay County. Abby Head drives. Layup no good. Off the fingertips of Buford is the rebound. And Red Bull takes back over. Coach Sims, at what time
and
do you bring Burchett back?
I'd probably bring her back right now. It's me.
5:45 left in the game. Burchett on the bench with four fouls. Red Bull, Powell, jump shot, banks it up the glass. Still a one-possession game, but a little tougher here. A three-point lead for Red Bull.
Since Bella went out, we've just kind of been out of sync on offense.
I agree. 36-39. Hayes gets aggressive into the paint. Layup no good. She goes to the floor. Red Bull comes the other way with the rebound, though. Powell to Massengill. Massengill to the left wing. Fleming with it. Defended by Zoe Hayes. Running floater. In and out, no good. A travel call. That was a fortunate break for Clay County.
Yeah, it was. Here comes Friday back.
We got away with an over-the-back foul. Thompson ends up with the ball on the floor and is called for the travel. Burchett re-enters the contest.
She just got to, you know, not take any chances. Just give up two points. But we need her on the floor.
Yes. 5 minutes left in regulation. Red Bull in leads, 39-36. Jenkins up top, gives to Burchett, left wing, into the paint, shot up. Ooh, did not go. Rebound Thompson. It rolled around the cylinder and came back up and over the hoop and out. Powell, three-pointer right wing, yes. She knocks it down. The Red Bull and fans erupt. Coach Walker wants a full timeout. Region 4A championship, what a contest. Red Bull and Springs 42, Clay County 36, halfway through this fourth quarter.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like.
and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, guys. 4:41 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County trailing by six. Plenty of time. No need to panic here. Buford with it. Left wing. Swings it to head. Now Upton. Now Hayes at right corner. She circles back around out top. Burchett sets at the free throw line. They swing it to Buford. Back to head, back to Hayes, right side. Cross court to Upton, wants a three, didn't get separation. Buford does. She's called for the travel. As she started to accelerate to the hoop, her foot slipped, and they called her for the walk. Red Bullet takes back over, 4:05 and ticking. They do have a 6-point lead, 42-36. Jump shot, no good. Put back no good by Gracie West, but a foul called against Cherokee Upton.
Well, Brady's going over like she fouled out.
I know it was against Brady. Burchett has expired, and she's not happy about it. Maddie Hayes checks back in. She did see action earlier tonight. Bella Ashlock has fouled out. Bradley Burchett has fouled out. An uphill battle here for the Lady Dawgs, playing without their two premier post players. On the floor for Clay County now, Madison Hayes, Abby Head, Zoe Hayes, Holly Buford, and Cherokee Upton. Gracie West, I don't know if she's taking a shot all game, but she knocks down the front end of her two free throws. Second one's away, also good. Red Mullen up by eight. Still plenty of time. 3:55 and ticking. Hayes across the timeline. Zoe with it. Works to the right. Dishes to Cherokee. Now Abby Head. Back to Cherokee. Fires a three. A little wide of the mark. Rebound. Red Bullet. Powell with it. Gets it to Fleming. Bear Fleming, the junior, across the timeline. Works the right side of the paint. Dishes to Thompson. Brianna Thompson scores the bucket. A 10-point lead for Red Bullet. And another run for Red Bull Springs, forces Coach Walker to take a timeout. 3 minutes and 28 seconds left. Red Bull 46, Clay County 36.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Clay County just inbounds, 3:20 and ticking. Cherokee Upton out top. Redborn leads by 10. Abby Head inside, layup, no good. She was fouled though. The Redborn and faithful booing the call. They didn't see the contact. Head goes to the line to shoot two either way.
See, they can boo about anything, as many foul shots as they shot tonight.
You know, Head gave Clay County a 1-point lead with a free throw to start this fourth quarter.
And the Red Bull has ripped off 11 points unanswered here to take this double-digit lead, which is back to that now.
It hits the front end of her free throws, making it a 10-point game. 46-36 is what it says now. She hits the other one, and they've still got 46-36. Now they make it 46-37. And a foul call. Was it Abby that got that one?
I don't know. Hers Zoe won. I don't know which one it was.
Zoe Hayes called for the personal. Reaching foul in the backcourt, her fourth. Or are they signaling fifth?
They're just slow
just
to put
dirt.
They were slow to put the points up, Daniel. It's 38, 46-38.
Okay, that's what I thought. Now it's 47-38 as Claire Fleming hits the front end of the 1-1 and earns the right to shoot the second. If the game plan is to send Claire Fleming to the line, I don't like the outcome.
No.
10 points to lead for Red Bullet. Abby Head with it. Right wing. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Gives to Buford. Hattie with it. Steps back. Works against Fleming. Takes her into the paint. Spins. Shoots. Does not score. Rebound Claire Fleming. Fleming, full head of steam. Crosses the timeline. Being pressured by Hayes and Head. Keeps a hold of the basketball. Now to the 2:45 mark. And Clay County in this situation, Red Bull going to hold it. We will have to pressure the ball. We understand that. Can we do it without fouling is the question. Hard thing to do. Powell with it. Free throw line. Jenkins called for the personal. And I saw more contact on other moments of that possession. Eliza, though, had some fouls to burn, so it was good that she was the lady dog. Picks up her third. Chloe Powell hits the free throw. Red Moreland has been outstanding from the free throw line.
Yeah, they have Powell as 100% tonight. Well, she missed one finally, Daniel, but they shot it very well.
Red Moreland leads by 11, 49-38. Jenkins into the front court to the hoop. Scores! Eliza Jenkins draws the foul and goes to the free throw line. The senior, we've said it many times before, has played more minutes probably in her career than any of the Lady Dogs on the team this year. And in a big moment, she gets the bucket, making it a 9-point game, and goes to the line where she does miss that free throw. However, Jenkins still draws Clay County back to a single-digit deficit. 2:14 and ticking. Red Bowen had the rebound off the missed free throw. Fleming out top. Drives inside. Floater no good. Rebounded by two different ladies, one for either squad. Jump ball call. Possession arrow in Red Bowen favor.
Yeah, that's the difference in this one, guys. Loose balls on the floor. Offensive rebounds. Red Bowen's getting all the 50-50 type balls and all the hustle plays.
Pound on them by 3-point is good.
Great shot by Powell. She played really well here in this fourth quarter, Daniel.
Chloe Powell having a night. Minute 50 left in this Region 4A championship. Clay County with the ball. Abby Head running floaters blocked by Thompson. Got her on rebound, though. It goes out of bounds off Cherokee Upton. And Red Bull Springs takes back over. 12 points the lead for Red Bull. 52-40. Minute 40 left in the fourth. And things really looking in favor of the red and gray Lady Dogs at this moment. Massengill with it out top. Minute 25 and ticking. Time getting short. Now Fleming. Now Powell. Powell into the paint. Lay up. No good. Rebound Buford. Clay County got to have points and got to have them in a hurry. Minute 15 left. Buford pulls up. Dishes to Abby Head. Drives inside. She circles back out. Minute 5 left. Lady Dogs trail by 12. Head's laid up. No good. Rebound Thompson. Timeout taken by Coach Coulter. We'll just stay on air here. 58.4 seconds left. It was only a 30-second timeout. Clay County trailing by 12. Coach, six possessions or so. Four if you took three-pointers. Only a minute left.
Yeah.
Uphill battle.
That would be a small miracle right now to win this ball game. It's been one of those games that seemed like everything that could have went Red Bullen's way went Red Bullen's way.
Yeah.
You know, it just like it wasn't in the cards for us tonight. You know, we made a couple of runs and actually got ahead 5 early in the third quarter, but then they come back with 10 straight. But game started, we was kind of playing sloppy at the start and tight. And they got us down a little, but I don't know. I just didn't see us losing tonight, but now we're going to. I mean, down 12 with under a minute to go.
Of course, Ben Ireshock and Bradley Burchard have been out for over half.
That's big. You know, Bradley hadn't played very much, and Bella hadn't played a little more than her, but not a whole lot either.
Red Bull went inbound here. They work it in. 57 seconds left. Masson Gill with it. She drives into the paint. Does not take a shot. Just wants to kill time. Fleming with it. Now Powell with it. Now a reserve who's checked into the contest for Coach Coulter.
Rhiannon Hicks, the senior, Daniel.
Abby Head called for the reach-in foul. 42.1 seconds. And you're at it, Thomas. Rhiannon Hicks, the senior, getting in. I don't know the statistics on it, but Red Bullen going to win their first region championship in what I'm sure is maybe longer than the 18-year drought for Clay County.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Don't know the numbers on it. I do
you
know.
I don't ever remember them winning a region. They've won a couple of districts, but I think the times that they've been to the state tournament the last few years, they've had to go on the road when Larry was there and win on the road.
Abby Head with a rebound after Hicks missed a free throw. She misses the layup. Down to 30 seconds here. This one all but done. Clay County going to lose their fifth game on the season. They'll go to 24-5.
Well,
this not elimination basketball.
That's the good thing about it. You know, I don't know. Our girls may have kind of took this one for granted since we'd won. I mean, I don't know that, but, you know, they've got another chance to, you know, get their minds right and go to Whitwell or Van Buren 1 and win Saturday night.
The senior, Rihanna Hicks, getting a bucket as the buzzer sounds. A nice thing for her. And Red Bowling Springs absolutely celebrating and enjoying this moment, as they should. A great win for them. Fourth meeting between these teams this year. And this one goes to Red Bowling's way. Final score, Red Bowling Springs 54, Clay County 40. We're going to take a short break. Come back and do the Eco Panel Lady Dog wrap up on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show and announce the All Region team as they present those trophies here at East Robertson High School.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. Offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Clay County's ladies now 24-5 on the season after their loss tonight. We're going to go ahead and begin the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. They are handing out all tournament trophies right now. Here at East Robertson High School, Riley Burch is stepping out to receive hers. I'll rehash who all has been added to the team here in a moment. Tournament MVP will be Claire Fleming. Well deserved by her. So the all-tournament team, Shayla Wood from Pickett County, Lily Manor from Gordonsville, Emmy Lowe from Pickett County, Olivia Brown from Gordonsville, Bree Thompson from Redbone Springs, Abby Head from Salina, Chloe Powell from Redbone Springs, Hallie Buford from Salina, Bradley Burchett from Salina, from Clay County, I'm saying Salina, I apologize for that. And Claire Fleming, the tournament MVP from Redbone Springs. We'll go ahead and get into this Eco Panel Lady Dog wrap-up. A tough one tonight, Thomas. Fourth meeting between these squads, and Redbone coming out with their first win of the year. I'd say they'd be happy to trade the prior three for the one tonight, though.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Huge win for that Redbone Springs program, I can tell you that. And, you know, this is a great game, guys. It was back and forth all night long. Game of runs, Clay County fall behind by, you know, close to 10 and then come back and tie the game, so on and so forth. But they trailed 14-7 at the end of the first quarter, and then they, on a Zoe Hayes three-pointer at the buzzer, they went up 25-23 at the halftime, and then it was a back and forth, pretty even third quarter that left it tied at 35 heading into the fourth, and that's where Redbone Springs took advantage of both Riley Burchett and Bella Ashlock fouling out here. Not much offensive identity for Clay County, and just the hustle and the effort, and Redbone Springs put this one away down the stretch. They outscored us 19-5 in the fourth quarter,
yeah,
Coach.
We didn't get much done after Bella fouled out and then Riley fouled out. We were just out of sync, and you know, they were calling fouls on us, and they was hitting foul shots, and then we got down 6 and 8 and 10. You know, it was just almost impossible to come back from that. But, you know, I didn't think we played very good at the start. We got in a hole, and then Brady get picked up two quick fouls, and just took us kind of out of our game. But we did make a run. You know, had the lead at halftime. I really thought when we got up 5, they were early in the third quarter, you know, it was going to be all right. But then they go on a 10-0 run, so... You know, it was a game of runs, that's for sure. But, you know, they had a good game plan. They outplayed us tonight. You know, they play somebody enough, they'll find to get you, I guess, if you're fair to even. And, you know, all three games before, we've been behind, you know, at half and had to come back the second half. So I don't guess this is that big an upset, but I just really thought we'd win tonight. But,
yeah.
You know, the good thing about it, you know, we got another game. You know, get reset and, you know, get refocused and, you know, go to Whitwell for Saturday night and You know, same place we went the year we won the state. We went down there and, you know, beat them about 25. Maybe we can do the same.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. And like I say, when we went into this one, we knew they were evenly matched. We knew this was two of the best teams in Class A tonight. And I expect to see both of them probably down the road in Murfreesboro. There's no doubt. For Red Bull and Springs, three in high double figures. We talked about Clay County doing it last time out. We saw Chloe Powell down the stretch. She scored 11 of her 16 in that fourth quarter, the decisive quarter. Bailey Maskell had 14, and Claire Fleming 16 for Red Bull and Springs. Brianna Thompson added 4, Gracie West and Rhiannon Hicks 2 points for Red Bull and Springs. For Clay County, Madison Hayes had 1 point, Bella Axlock 4, Eliza Jenkins 2, Zoe Hayes 3, Riley Burchett held to 8 points tonight. They all came in that second quarter. The rest of the time, she was in foul trouble and kind of limited there. And two in double figures, though. Hallie Buford finished with 10 and Abby Head with 12 for Clay County. So still distributed pretty well. Just didn't have that one that kind of brought it home for Clay County like we've normally seen.
A big game like this, 40 points, is probably not going to win too many of them.
Right.
You know, the first game, I think, was 45-40.
Yep.
You know, we won, and then the other two, we scored considerably more.
They were up in the 50s,
more,
yeah.
I think, our inability to score than anything else. And then, of course, at the end, we were having to foul. And, you know, they scored 19, I think you said, in the fourth quarter, which is probably on a third of their points or more. But, like I said, this didn't go our way tonight. You know, maybe we can win Saturday and go to state.
Right, and this, like you say, not an elimination game for Clay County. Huge win for Red Bowling Springs, but both teams with a lot to look forward to, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up. It's been brought to you, Beco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We'll go ahead now and announce the PBS top performer from tonight's game. Going to be a tough one tonight, and we have the pleasure most of the time of calling these great athletic contests. We come out on top of them. A little tougher sometimes when you go to dissect in some of these losses, Thomas, but who do you like tonight on tonight's PBS top performer?
Well, no real top scores in this contest. I think you fall back to one of the seniors, and you got to go with Eliza Jenkins. And she's played really well down this postseason run for Clay County. She made a big play at the end right there, kind of pulled Clay County back within single digits to give them a chance late in the game. And then, you know, we just couldn't finish. We had a lot of chances there late to make a few layups and just couldn't finish at the rim. So Jenkins gave us that chance early. And you know, we've talked about her growth and her experience and what she's done here in the postseason. She's become Clay County's kind of go-to ball handler late. We've seen her distribute the ball. We've seen her make big plays. And Eliza Jenkins, she did all of that tonight, I think, Coach Sims.
Yeah, I agree with you. We could give it to anybody, I think, tonight probably. But Eliza's been a real good player for 4 years. You know, she's not been a big scorer most of the time, but she does the little things. You know, she guards good, rebounds good, handles the ball a lot. But, she's just been a good four-year player for us.
Absolutely has. A good competitor, a good young lady, a great lady dog. Fortunately, her career not done. Got a big sub-state game coming up along with her teammates on Saturday night. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. That was tonight's top performer, Eliza Jenkins, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of KKN's athletes and cheerleaders. So, listener Rob Weir did send in and tell us that Whitmore beat Van Muir tonight, so we know that Saturday night the ladies will advance on to Class A sectional play. Like Coach Sims said, last time we played Whipple in a sub-state, 2012, went down there and it opened the door to that state championship. No reason it can't be the same here 10 years later in 2022. That is, a lot of people get confused on this one. That is Central Time, not Eastern Time. It's down there in Marion County, and that's the last one in Central before
right
we get into Hamilton. So it'll be a 7 o'clock, I assume. That'd be the tip time. Central Time. We'll be down there, of course, to call it. We'll also be back here tomorrow night at East Robertson High School to call another massive Region 4A contest, this time between boys. The hometown East Robertson Indians playing in their home gym against State Coach Rob Edwards and the Clay County Bulldogs. That one absolutely going to be a huge atmosphere in it. We'll have that one tomorrow night as well. So thoughts on anything, guys, either tonight's game, the upcoming girls sub-state game, or tomorrow night's boys game?
I think you got to give credit to Red Bone Springs here tonight. Like Coach Sim said, we didn't play our best game. They did. We had a lot of things kind of go against us at times, and Red Bone took advantage of it. But I still say these are two of the best teams in Class A. We've seen them battle all season long, and I expect them to see them down the road. Don't you, Coach?
I sure do. I felt like whoever lost could go on the road and win. So I was thinking it'd be Red Bone, but it'll be us. So that's all right. We go down there and win and go to Murfreesboro and play next Thursday, whatever time it is. But yeah. Two good teams, you know. I guess Red Bull, and you don't really think they don't get the respect that maybe us, Pickett County, Clark Range would get because they hadn't been there as much. But now, like I said, coming in, we probably had the easier game playing Pickett, you know, because
yes.
I said, you know, two or three days ago that Red Bull's playing a whole lot better than Pickett right now, and it shows they are.
Well, folks, we're glad you tuned in and listened tonight. We'll be back on there tomorrow night here at East Robertson High School for the boys 4A region championship between Clay County and East Robertson. That will tip at 7 o'clock. Carquest pregame show will go on at 6:45. Until then, for Fletcher Strong, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.